Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton. Co-host Hollywood is on assignment, but we are both veterans of the Marine Corps, and we're glad that you have joined us for the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we discuss the issues facing our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. We've got a great show lined up for you, but first we want to thank some of our sponsors that make this show possible. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And thanks to all of our sponsors and our great listeners, we could not do this without you. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So join the discussion on Facebook or follow Cal on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And you can always check out ScuttlebuttNetwork.com for more info on the topics of the day. Later in this hour, we will be joined by Mr. Pete Panini Pete and then Miss Fran Barber. But at first, it's we're waiting for our brother Pete to give us a call here. I think he's tied up there with some kind of problem. But hey, stick around. You don't want to hear my tirade on the three R's. You don't want to miss it. So stay tuned for the work. Now, I just run across something here on the internet a while ago that one of my brothers sent in here. And let me see where we're at. I want to bring this forth because this is a 100-year-old veteran, World War II veteran, that has come on board. All right, actually, he's in, this is from my brother C.B. Carl. He's looking for help in raising awareness of a true hero's 100th birthday. The man we're talking about is Welton Bud Hance, a Marine combat veteran of Guadalcanal, New Britain and Palau, and was invited back to Korea. He didn't get enough of him. He is living at the William F. Green State Veterans Home in Bay Minette, and they are having a birthday party on March the 12th. His actual birthday is March the 15th, but they're concerned about having too many people at the party, so I think it would be great if we could flood them with birthday cards anyway. And that's Bud Hance, Marine, at the William F. Green Veterans Home in Bay Minette, Alabama. WKRG5 and this radio station should like to get help with all of this and work with these fine friends up there. Look, Bud Hance, care of William F. Green State Veterans Home, 300 Faulkner Drive, Bay Minette, Bay Minette, Alabama, 36507. Also think it's worth mentioning that on Saturday, March the 5th, his CBs will be celebrating their 80th birthday. Thanks, brother. Thank you, CB, there for bringing that to our attention. But we've got a lot of things going on in the veterans community, and we'll have Fran Barber on here with us here in just a little while. I'm sure she's out there listening, and she'll be calling in. But But one of the things that we want to bring forth with Fran is the Alabama 17th Annual Armed Forces Day Blue Star Salute. Now, I realize that we're talking about this a little in advance, because this is actually the 17th Annual Armed Forces Day, and it will be on Saturday, May the 21st. That being said, the reason I wanted to bring it forth now is I'm sure there's a lot of vendors out there that may be interested in promoting their products and selling them at the Alabama USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park. Now, that event, as I say, will occur on May the 21st. You need to register on Eventbrite or the Little Red Hen, and for the runners, the 8th annual 5K Memorial Run, walk, and 1 mile fun run. I'm not doing none of that, so we'll have to see how all that's working out and see who's going to participate in that. But if you're interested in having a vendor site there, they'll be on display from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you can go on to www.armedforcesdaymobile.com and participate in that. We've got a caller on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Is this the fabulous Fran?
This is Fran.
All right. You know what? No, this is just Fran. You're trying to downplay yourself, huh?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Lady, I'll tell you what. You are such an awesome individual and doing an unbelievable job for our veterans and the veterans organizations in Mobile, being the secretary for the South Alabama Veterans Council. I see that this past week or so here, you had a presentation, or Lou gave a presentation to Ed Evans to a flag and all down there. Give us a little insight on that.
Yes, Ed was selected from the state of Alabama.
And Ed Evans to
represent the Purple Heart.
Are you moving, baby?
I'm sorry?
Can you hear? I can't hear.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Am I breaking up?
In and out.
Okay, maybe I can find another spot real quick.
All right, keep rolling, girl. All right.
Okay, I'm going to try to find another spot. But he was chosen by the Purple Heart Patriot Project.
Right.
Chosen from the state of Alabama to represent us in New York. And Congressman Jerry Carl presented him with a flag that flew over our nation's capital. And Lou presented that to him at our last SABC meeting.
That is awesome. That is extremely awesome. Brother Carl, I did the same for some of my Marines that we have in the P.L. Wilson Detachment, Marine Corps League. I had started out trying to get that to occur with our Congressman, Mr. Carl, and I had three World War II Marines, and I had three Korean veterans, six total, and by the time we could get it all put together, I'd lost two of my World War II Marines, one of my ABC warrior, and then another one of our gentlemen. But then we did have Bubba Jackson that was presented with his flag, and that had to do with the fact that Bubba Jackson was a China Marine, and as well as going back with being called back after college at Auburn to participate in the Korean War. So it was really neat to see that and get the certificate and all from the Congress and all the United States. But that's neat that they will do that.
He did us proud.
He did. He's an awesome gentleman, and we're just so proud to still have him alive. And he's walking and talking, you know.
I heard you talking about the Armed Forces Day.
Yes, and that's an awesome venue. Give us a little bit of insight about why a vendor may be interested in participating in this.
Well, a vendor, whether it be a veteran service organization or a business, will have the opportunity to present their wares or information to veterans and other people that visit the park that day. But one thing I wanted to remind everybody of, we now have a QR code. You can go to our QR code, and it will take you straight to the Eventbrite registration for the run. The run's going to start at 7:30.
All right. Hold on a minute, Fran, and let's take this break, and we'll be right back and continue with our information about the Blue Star Salute Day. Thank you.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of veterans for veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. If you want to listen on demand, check out our podcast on the FM Talk 106.5 app, and Tom's tirade is up at castbox.fm. And it's great to be joined again by Ms. Fran Barbara here, the Secretary of the South Alabama Veterans Council. And president of Fran, what's the name of your cemetery organization? Darn, I can't keep up with you.
Veterans Memorial Recovery Team.
Veterans Memorial, okay, we'll handle all that. But let's get back to the Armed Forces Day, the Blue Star deal, and how we could participate in that.
Okay, if you miss the Senior Bowl, come out on May the 21st to the Armed Forces Day Blue Star Salute. And you will see the demonstration of the Silver Wings parachute team. I understand they did a demonstration at the Senior Bowl. They'll be back in town. That's one of our events there. There'll be a Black Hawk helicopter landing. And, of course, the entire event is to honor the fallen Alabama fallen heroes since 9/11. There'll be a Gold Star recognition.
That's awesome.
Lots of vendors. Yeah.
Well, you know, and we don't want to forget the run now, you know, the 5K Memorial Run and the walk. It's a one-mile fun run there.
That starts at 7:30. And I thought of another thing this morning.
Okay.
You don't have to run to get a T-shirt.
Okay.
You can register and you'll get a T-shirt for
awesome.
The event.
Awesome. Okay.
So we have a nice QR code. It's in the newsletter. It's posted on Facebook, and it's been emailed. We can send that back out to you. But, the run starts at 7:30. They have nice. Last year, I think there were close to 400 runners. They come from all over the United States.
That's awesome. Well, you know, they have that the Walk Awards and the 5K Memorial Run and the Walk Awards will be presented at 9 a.m., Then at 9:30, I understand the Aeronautical Entertainment Silver Wings parachute team that you were talking about would participate at 9:30. Now,
always exciting.
Oh, yes. And all of this being said, the 9:45, the Alabama's 151st National Guard Band will start.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Hey, what, 10 o'clock? You got a Black Hawk helicopter landing?
Yes, and at 10:15, the Blue Star Salute. Memorial ride, that's the motorcycle.
Right.
A roar of thunder comes in to open the event.
Goodness.
That's always exciting for our younger ones attending the event.
And then at 10:30, we have the Gold Star recognition.
Yeah, the Blue Star and Gold Star recognition. And once the program's over, visit the vendors, the static displays, the memorial.
Okay.
There's a lot going on that
day. It's a lot going on that day. Well, listen, don't go away. I've got probably 15 to 20 other veterans events that are occurring here, but I'd like to talk with Panini Pete here just a second, one of our sponsors and veterans advocate. He does such an awesome job for us. We'd like to keep him on the air every now and when we can get him when he's not running up and down the road. You know, he's our sea lord himself, Panini Pete, from his fabulous gastrointestinal empire. Pete, welcome back to SBN.
Hey, Hey, Tom, what's going on? Hey, man, Cal.
I don't know. Man, we're just trying to live. Cal's out of town. He's goofing off. Yeah, he throwed me in the gorilla's den here.
So you're doing the heavy lifting.
Oh, yeah, I'm 75% SBN anyway. What the hell?
That's right. No problem there, man. No problem.
Yeah. Well, give us a little insight on what's happening with the fabulous Panini Pete's operation there.
Man, everything's going great. We just got back from a big event down in South Beach in Miami, the Food Network, South Beach Food and Wine. We were in Mobile County down there in a couple of different events and just had a blast. It's fabulous. Fed about 5,000 people. And now we're ready to gear up for dinner at Pete's. Finally, everybody's been asking about it, so we're getting that done the next couple of weeks. And, I just left Ed on the causeway. We're in there kind of assessing things. We're working on the plans. And, you know, it's been slow. And believe me, nobody's more agonized than us. But we're moving forward there. And everything else is looking great, man.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. I know your facilities at the Squid Ink and Sunset Point are doing a fantabulous job. And we appreciate all the work that they're doing.
Mardi Gras has been good to us and everybody. You know, the weather's been good, and, you know, thank God the city does such a good job, you know, Fairhope and Mobile hosting Mardi Gras and the people. And, you know, we didn't have any major occurrences or any problems, but boy, we sure were busy. There was a lot of people eating, and there was a couple that were drinking too.
Oh, really? No, they wouldn't do that. Shoot, man, they wouldn't do that. All right.
Couple.
That's so cool, man. That is so cool. Now, what's the deal with pizza? Is that our pasta restaurant?
Yeah, so that'll be the pizza pasta. We got a big deck oven installed. We got a pasta maker. We're making fresh pasta, homemade pizza, fresh dough. We're going to be serving really, really good ingredients. Nice, simple menu, some pizza, some pasta, some apps, some paninis, of course, desserts, full bar, a few nights a week. Just kind of extending. We're just basically adding dinner to the Panini Pete's brand.
When will this crank off?
You know, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. You know, we're going to try to knock it out right before Arts and Crafts.
Okay.
We're pretty much done. We just got to really go back and check everything, dot our I's and cross our T's, make sure we got the plates, everything we need to do to put out what we got to put out. So
there you go. Okay.
We get that cranking. I tell you, I had a 2-star general eating at Sunset Point last night, too, retired.
Awesome.
And we did a big salute, and everybody went crazy in there, and all the veterans stood up. And, you know, we do that sunset toast. And,
right.
We all like to honor our veterans, and it was a special night having a 2-star general in there.
Well, it's just awesome for all that you do for our vets and work with us on any event that we, you know, deem necessary to help our guys or individuals, even some of our local first responders, you know, and our policemen and some of our other firemen and other first responders in our area. Appreciate what you do to help with us. Appreciate you giving us a call out today. Thank you, Boo.
We really love to support them. And one of our young culinary guys actually had a career shift and just graduated from the fire academy on the Mobile Police Department. I mean, fire department now. We're very proud of Aiden.
Also, that is so cool, man. Appreciate you calling in.
You take care, Tom. Stay out of trouble, will you?
There ain't no way, baby. I ain't going to give you
I'll
that.
I'll be down at the barbershop, man.
Yeah, that's a kicking place, baby. I was down there the other day.
Bobtown proper, baby. That's why you look so dang good.
Oh, yeah. I need all the help I can get, fool. What you talking about? All right, Pete. Take care.
Take care.
All Thanks, right, Tom. Brother. We're going to get back with Miss Fran here and see what's going on there. We've got so many things that we need to cover. How much time we have now, Mr. Sean? Okay. Fran, we need to move on a little bit. I know, is there anything else that we need to do with the Blue Star Salute?
I think that's it for now. We can cover more of it as we get closer to the event.
All right. Well, I wanted to get it out today, especially because I would think that there's a lot of people with businesses that would be interested in setting up a display as a vendor during this period of time, and I wanted to maybe let you give them a shout-out on how they can do that.
If you want to sponsor the event, you can talk to Harry. His number is 205-789-9203.
Okay.
If you want to just have a vendor, have a booth, you can talk to Harry or call Cynthia, our Veteran of the Year.
Right.
Her number is 251-401-0203.
Now, I understand that I don't know what it costs for a veteran service organization, but a non-VSO is just a $25 vendor fee.
So $25 membership fee.
That's fee extremely economical.
But plus they have that one-on-one with veterans.
Right.
Especially like if they have something that will help a veteran.
Right.
They'll be right there one-on-one with them.
There you go. Anything they're doing to serve the veteran is what we want to promote during this period of time. So that is just awesome. We're going to go to a break here and get a word from our sponsors and a little more information. We'll be right back and talk with Ms. Friend again. And as always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, we'll be back with Ms. Friend.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
Welcome back and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veteran for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton. Hollywood is off acting in the Ukraine. I think what he's really doing, he's looking for those Iranians that are glad that, that the Russian, they've been able to push back a little bit on the Ukraine area where the Russians are attacking them. How in the hell did the Iranians, get involved? But I think that was our super president that, let us know that the Iranians are in Ukraine, which is BS. But anyway, we're glad you've joined us to discuss the facts, issues facing our veterans today, and we want to thank the folks that helped make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And it's great to be joined again by Ms. Fran Barber. Welcome back to SBN, Fran, and thank you for your service to our veterans. You do an unbelievable job.
Thank you, Tom.
How about giving us go ahead.
We brought a hero home last week.
I wanted to cover that, too. Go ahead.
Private First Class Bill Morrison. He was KIA, MIA during World War II. His remains were recovered in 2019 and identified. And he's from Birmingham, but most of his family lives in the area. And they're going to have him interred at Arlington South. And for those of you not familiar with that, that's the State Veterans Cemetery in Spanish Fort. It's going to be March the 4th at 1:30. We ask everyone to come out and pay their respects to this World War II hero who's finally coming home.
Awesome. It's just great when we can bring up an ex-POW or MIA back to the States.
It really is. And over the past year, there have been two others brought home locally. The DPAA is actively working to identify our unknown soldiers buried somewhere or lost somewhere overseas.
Right. It's just unbelievable, all of this is occurring. And in fact, they have now got the DNA identification up to such an extent that they can identify a lot of these people that were unidentifiable over so many years.
And it's important. If you have someone MIA, go and give your DNA to the DPAA so they can trace and possibly find these people.
All right. Define the DPAA for our listeners.
That's the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency.
Okay. Where can they find this? Is it located somewhere on our internet that they can look this up?
It's on the internet. They can just do DPAA, POWMIA, and they can locate phone numbers, addresses, anything they need to contact. I don't have that information before me. I would share it with you.
That's okay. All right. A couple of other areas. What about our friend Fred James? What the heck's with him?
Fred fell into his fire pit.
Damn it.
A couple of weeks ago.
You know, I've been worried about that.
He had some extensive burns. I think he's been through his third surgery. He's in good spirits. Paula, his wife, has been with him. She's been an excellent support for him.
Right.
But he needs our prayers, that's for sure.
That's for sure. You know, and that's one of the danger areas of those fire pits is the fact that that's an open flame, and they have all of the little gravel, you know, the pretty gravel that changes colors and everything. But I can just see if you fell into that pit with your elbows or your arms or something of that nature, that those rocks, would stick to your skin and just continue to burn.
He has some extensive third-degree burns on his back and arm. The doctors are promising that he'll be out by Easter, so.
That's awesome. Hey, we're looking forward to that, and we'll keep him in our prayers. Hey, how about the comfort ship being in Mobile, girl?
Hey, how about that?
Yes.
This comfort ship is the one that was the COVID hospital up in New York. And they brought it down to Mobile for some repairs. And it's at the Alabama shipyard. And our Sea Lord, Pete, is trying to get a tour, maybe.
That would be awesome.
Maybe we can set up some tours of the ship.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. So.
Right, yeah.
Well, it would be nice.
If it can be done, Pete Ream will do it.
Yes.
Unbelievable. But, maybe they brought it down here to steam clean it with bleach or something, you know, after all that COVID stuff it had up there.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
All right, another thing that has come to our attention is now that the Alabama's license department is offering a Cold War veteran's license plate.
Isn't that neat?
It is.
I mean, you can get the Air Force, Vietnam, just about any type of military tag, and now they have the Cold War veteran license plate.
That's awesome. Really, yeah, I know. I have a Marine tag, Marine Corps League tag for the state of Alabama, and then I know a lot of our veterans have disabled tags and veterans tags. So that's cool that's available. Another area that I'd like for you to talk a little bit about is the Veterans Owned Business List. How is that working?
That's working really great. Christine set this up for us. It's with South Alabama Veterans Council, Scuttlebutt. They've come together to create this veteran-owned business app. And we're going statewide with it now.
Right.
And I think we have about 50 just in the lower Alabama area.
Okay.
So it's looking good.
We did extend that from the lower Alabama area to statewide then.
Yes, and if you're a veteran-owned business and you want to get on the app, just shoot us an email. And you can go to the website, sabc.info.
Right.
And there's a listing of all the veteran-owned businesses that have come on board so far. And there's also an application on that website. So
that is awesome. Well, it's just another way for all of our veterans that own these businesses and organizations can get and reach the other veterans community and let them know who they are, where they are, and what they're doing.
It's always nice. Usually a veteran-owned business you can count on.
Okay. Another area that I'd like for you to give us a little brief background on is Veterans Recovered Resources, their community advisory council meeting. What is that, and why would somebody be interested in attending that?
Veterans Recovery Resources Community Action Committee is a community-based mental wellness program, and it's for our veterans, first responders, and their families, regardless of their ability to pay. They usually meet the fourth Thursday of the month at 6:30 at Innovation Portal. That's down on St. Louis Street, Mobile. Well, Mardi Gras kind of bumped them back this month, so they're meeting tomorrow night at 6:30.
Okay.
It's helping veterans and first responders dealing with urgent issues.
That is awesome. But, you know, a lot of people aren't aware of the Veterans Recovery Resources here in town, and the fact that John Kilpatrick has started that organization back several years ago, and now they're fighting an area in the state of Alabama to have a like a six or ten bed facility over there for drug rehab and I guess alcohol rehab for our veterans in the Mobile area, which we don't have.
And he went to Montgomery in December.
Right.
And was approved, and I believe there's going to be a 34-bed facility.
Goodness. Woo! It's bigger than I thought it was. Okay.
Yes. And it's for urgent needs.
Well, and then also in that regard, our veterans don't realize that if they don't have a doctor or a primary doctor or they can't afford one, they can go to Veterans Recovery. Our resources over on Spring Hill Avenue, and not only themselves, but their family. And if they've got some problem with one of their kids is sick or something, they would actually be in a position to help the veteran and his family in whatever it may be, you know, as a sickness on the one hand and or maybe a mental deal or a PTSD, things of that nature, because they actually have the doctors and all on staff that can handle all that. And a lot of the medical sources would go over to the Franklin Center, so they can cover just about anything that they need, and they don't have a handout. If you've got some insurance, you got VA benefits, then naturally give it to them. But if not, they'll take you anyway. So don't back up from that. Anything else, Fran?
Their phone number, if you need.
Okay, do that.
If you need them, 251-405-3677.
Awesome.
And there's no wait. You don't have to wait a week or 4 weeks or be sent to Huntsville.
All right.
They're here in Mobile, immediate response.
And we want to thank you for being here with us today, Fran, and helping us get all this information out to our veterans. And we'll move forward and get some word from our sponsors here, and our tirade will be on shortly there. Thank you, Fran.
Thank you.
All right, baby.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Well, fall is officially upon us, although you wouldn't know it by the continued heat. And along with the coming cooler temperatures and the incessant drumbeat of why Malzahn is still coaching at Auburn and why Saban is slumming with Aflac. I stumbled over that one pretty strong. Comes the return of young skulls full of mush to the government-controlled school system for their next round of indoctrination by the union thugs running the system. Back in my day, that meant a steady dose of three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. I've always wondered about that last one, considering that arithmetic actually starts with an A, not an R. But who knows? These days, little Johnny, or Jenny, depending on which bathroom they want to use today, would probably get credit for trying, since we don't hold our students to anything remotely close to real standards. Apparently, we no longer hold our politicians or journalists to any real standards either, as is evident by the vitriol, political bias, and outright hatred that has been on display since President Trump was elected to office nearly 3 years ago. For anyone with a modicum of common sense, it is readily apparent that the majority of the media, mainstream, and social is no longer the fourth estate of government. They are now simply the voice of the Democratic Communist Party. And while it may be debatable as to which one sets the agenda for the other, it is apparent that they can no longer hold themselves out as objective in any way. Both have been working from the playbook of their own three R's in order to destroy the Trump presidency and decent people who have the temerity to associate with the duly elected president. But instead of the R's that we learned in school, or tried not in some cases, the Democratic Communist media cabal are following a different script: Russia, racist, and Rosemont. And while the outcome of the first two schemes to oust the president failed spectacularly, the third, Rosemont, may not be as familiar to the general public. But here's a clue. Think Hunter Biden and Ukraine. Wait. You mean you haven't heard the backstory leading up to the supposedly nefarious call from President Trump to his Ukrainian counterpart that has renewed Democrats' hopes for a Trump impeachment? Well, And let me fill you in. And before some of you ask why, Top Cat, are you jumping into this political maelstrom on SBN? Isn't that a bit political of you? Well, maybe. But the story of Hunter Biden starts well before the phone call. You see, Hunter and the Biden family in general is no stranger to using their wealth, their power, and their privileges to get a leg up on the smelly, deplorable Walmart voters who put Trump into office and continue to support him. But even the power of the vice president could not stop Hunter from blowing his chance to be the family's war hero after a brief stint in the U.S. Navy. According to reporting from USA Today back in 2014, the youngest son of Uncle Joe was discharged from the Navy only 1 month after his commissioning in the Naval Reserve. Dang. Okay, you might say that is not exactly. Except that Biden was discharged for testing positive for cocaine after a drug test in 2013. And the circumstances under which he made it into the Navy raised questions as well. Biden, an ensign, had been selected for commission as a reserve officer through the Direct Commission Officer Program in 2012. He was commissioned into the Navy Reserve Unit for Navy Public Affairs Support Element East in Norfolk, Virginia. Biden, who had no prior military experience, it seems he gets ahead where he has no experience, was one of six officers commissioned nationally for the billet. Applicants who cannot have passed their 42nd birthday at the time of commissioning are reviewed by a board that meets twice annually, and on average, about 35 people apply. Hunter Biden sought and received a waiver to join the service because he was 44. He also received a second waiver because of a, quote, drug-related incident when he was a young man, end quote. As the Wall Street Journal reported and added that such waivers are not uncommon. So riddle me this. Blowboy Biden gets picked for one of six spots after 29 other candidates, and he has to pull the waiver card not once but twice. I mean, come on. I know the Obama administration lowered standards to enter the military, but according to this, I was a better candidate than he was. So outside of the fact that Joe Biden undoubtedly used his office to place his unqualified son in a spot in our military that could have been filled by a more suitable candidate, why am I bringing this to you, the listeners, attention? Because the very same unqualified Biden was, at the time, working as a lawyer, lobbyist, and managing partner at the investment firm Rosemont Seneca Partners in Washington. That's the third R, which elevated him to be hired in May 2014 to join the board of Burisma Holdings, Ukraine's largest private oil and gas producer, and be in charge of its legal department. Granted, Blow Biden has no experience in oil and gas unless it is his father's hot air and had no background in Ukraine. Additionally, his elevation came on the heels of the Russian invasion of the Ukraine in 2014, an act of war which the Obama administration did nothing to counter. So why would the Democratic communists in the House, the never-Trumpers, and their willing accomplices and the media jump on the phony whistleblower story of President Trump asking the Ukraine president to investigate Uncle Joe's interference into an investigation into his son's Ukrainian windfall? Because, as much as they would like to paint Trump as the obstructionist-in-chief, it is the Democratic communists and the media propaganda machine that are, in fact, interfering with this president's agenda to make America great again. And that includes not allowing those born with a silver spoon to smoke crack to enter our military. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. By the way, have I mentioned I'm pissed off lately?
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir! So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack! That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. I'm transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple of old Marines with just a little bit to say. The First Amendment right to say it and with a fighting spirit to keep it. Sean, I'm frustrated with all of this stuff over there. Our president don't even know what damn country we're in and who's fighting who, you know?
Yes.
I mean, so what the hell is Iranians doing in, you know, in there? But,
yeah.
You know, what, you know, the reason that we were never attacked in World War II was the fact that the Japanese said, we don't want to fight the Americans. There's one behind every blade of grass, and they have a rifle. They have, you know, well, if they would arm these people in this country and give them the ammunition that they need, they'd have 2 million available citizens that are ready to fight. They just need the damn armament and ammunition to do it. And I think that's where we're dropping the ball. But rather than we're getting all of this information about all of our troops that they're pulling up, and I'm sure that you've heard a lot of that in the Mobile area.
Yeah, absolutely. As more U.S. well, you know, U.S. troops being called up to be in the NATO countries to be there and be stationed, because we have 80,000 or so permanently stationed forces in Europe.
Right.
80,000,
right.
And now they've called up, I guess, as of the last couple of weeks, another 12,000. I know people here, their listeners, have family members being called up.
Right.
You know, on the Ukrainian side, they have given the rifles out here over the last week to the people. You know,
they need more.
They absolutely would need more.
Right.
One of those questions is should they have had them the whole time? You know, like the Swiss, who, by the way, this is such a big conflict that the ever-neutral Swiss have said Russia's wrong and taken a stand.
That's
that tells
so
you something. But you know, the Swiss Army, they all train and they all have access to their weapons at a moment's notice to be able to have.
And our Israelis.
Yes, Israelis the same. So, you know, that. But yes, anything else that could be to assist the Ukrainian people to fight, because they've shown they got the will to fight. I don't know. But you're the veteran here. I'm
well,
a civilian,
you know, why don't we give them some of our weapons that will take out some of the tanks or take out the tanks? Why don't we give them some weapons that'll take out, you know, some of the planes and all that are coming in? And we've got weapons that'll counterattack the missiles or whatever.
I think they make those anti-tank missiles here in Alabama too, which is kind of neat.
Yes, we're everybody's talking about it. Look, if gas goes to $8 a gallon, we damn sure don't want it to happen. But if we will cut off the fuel from Russia that we're buying every day, then I'll pay $8 a damn gallon. I'll have to do what I have to do.
Yep.
But and then, you know, open the Keystone Pipeline and drill, baby, drill.
Absolutely.
And we're financially supporting Russia and what they're doing in that country, because we're buying their damn fuel from them and their oil. Come on.
Can you imagine going back to World War II and that we would have been spending money with the Axis powers we were fighting them in World War II?
Hell no. That wouldn't work.
And, you know, say, well, Sean, this is not the Axis powers. Well, this is what I believe is the start of a very long conflict in Ukraine, and that we're going to pump a dollar into the Russians is – to me, it's disgusting.
And you know, another thing that's really stepping out here, and we're seeing how everybody thinks about this. What is the only country that's not taking a stand against Russia? You know, China.
Yeah,
we got to be worried about China too.
I think. We got to always worry about China. If there's any way that we can, through diplomacy, turn them against each other in this,
oh, that would be good. Let them fight themselves.
It would be good.
You know, the other thing we need to do, if it's got Made in China on it, put it back on the shelf.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And
we're doing this to ourselves,
right?
Whether it's
and
buying
it's made,
Russian
you know,
oil or
if yes. stuff is made, it's unbelievable what's on the internet that's made in the Russian countries and being shipped in here.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. We need to stop and look and see where we're at. Because we have sent all of our money to Russia and China and Vietnam and all these other areas, supporting them on the products that they're selling in America. I mean, come on.
And don't forget that they are our enemies.
Really. And to all of our veterans out there, I hope you enjoyed SBN today. God bless you all and a big hoorah.